Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
Timothy, I welcome you to the
stage. How's it going, Bob? I'm pumped.
You're pumped?
I am pumped to be here.
You're proud to be here?
Yes.
You're pumped to
and
be,
excited.
You're pumped to be. Pumped means that you're ready and you're happy,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am.
You just think you're pumped. I'm going to pump you good. Open that safe.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend.
Where do you find these fucking clips?
I have lots of help.
Therese found that one.
That's all credit goes to Tree.
Like, you guys only showed me half of that, and it wasn't as good as the whole thing.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There had to be that
pump
ramp up.
You up.
And the previous clip was him, like, trying to, like, back away from somebody and saying, don't touch me.
He seemed genuinely scared.
Yeah.
Like, the person?
Bob Barker was saying, don't touch me.
Yeah. I'm sure, like, he's encountered people on the street before that are just freaking out and, like, wanting him to give him a car or something. Because he's got those connections.
I wouldn't even know him if I saw him.
Really?
No, not anymore.
He's dead. Oh.
Yeah, if you let me know if you
if
see
I
him.
If I see him, I will let you know, but I don't actually know what he looks like.
Maybe it's just some Weekend at Bernie's shit.
Is this a... Tell me if this is a bad idea. A pocket
Ouija
board?
If you have
Ouija
to
board?
Ask, it's probably a
bad idea.
It's a bad idea, okay. We've discussed this before. Don't ever bring Ouija boards into...
Yeah, Ouija boards are
just
a no-no.
Just don't do it. You know all about this. You've encountered ghosts.
Oh, yeah. I can't even think in Rubik's Cube at the same time, so we're just going to put it down.
Jared has begun the beginning stages of Rubik's solving, and I
yeah,
will...
I have a 4x4, or a
2x2.
No, 2x2.
Yeah.
And turns out I fucking suck at this. So.
I promise that I will get you to the same level as me. It may take 15 years, but if you're patient enough and you're willing to go the distance, I will get you there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a Ouija board story, Jared?
Not a Ouija board story, but just the... I think I've told you guys all that my going up in that haunted graveyard with Ben
yeah.
story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's about it for my stories.
And after experiencing that, I don't think you'd ever want to, like, be within looking distance of a Ouija mm-hmm. board. That's just a bit too close
yeah.
to supernatural.
Take one up there, or?
No, we just rolled up, dude. And they decide, like, hey, fuck these kids.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that's about it.
You
but don't actually fuck children.
They're ghosts.
I just needed to put that out there.
Is it okay to fuck ghosts?
Because our previous conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, Renee got the internet shut off.
No.
Because
of a illicit YouTube.
What'd you do now?
It wasn't. It's not even possible.
Yeah,
like,
no,
the only way I may have implied that I had, like, an account for illicit activities. And
did you say, tell the internet that you have child porn?
No.
No, just a YouTube account for it.
Now
see,
this
if,
is recorded.
If the feds were fucking good at their job, they would have been able to tell that I was saying it quite sarcastically.
Well, machines don't have a sense of humor.
I guess they don't, yeah.
Not yet.
They can
I
beat us. They can beat us at chess, but they can't fucking detect sarcasm. Nice job, Jared. He's got one side of the 2x2 cube. Coming into the straightaway, solving that other side. It's the opposite side's got to be blue, though. That's another secret of the Rubik's Cube.
What?
Yeah. Here's a fun fact.
You're out of your goddamn gourd.
Yeah, well, I think that is for the benefit of all of us. One of us has to be.
Yeah. Otherwise, this whole thing wouldn't work.
Ah, bitch. Come on.
It's kind of true, yeah. I could... One time, like years and years ago, like in
Sorry,
the first year of the show... No, it's okay.
Therese is taking out the mantle.
We're just going
to
put her down.
You can do this. No, like years and years ago, I think you may remember this. I tried to write... I wasn't going to be able to record the show, so I wrote up like this... 3 or 4 page Word document
on everything we had to do to like get the show going and like get it all set up.
Yeah,
I don't even remember if we actually ended up getting it set up.
No,
I don't.
We
know.
Didn't because I showed you what I had written so far, and you said I ain't reading that shit, nigga, and you promptly left.
That sounds like Jared.
So
yeah, that sounds like me.
So it's true. I am the only one that can do this, but I will write up very detailed instructions for someone to carry on the mantle. Any volunteers? You know, in the event of my death. Or anything.
In the event of your
if
death.
You die, I'm going with you. So.
Well, yeah. So it can't be you.
Can't be me.
Obviously. Okay.
You should just teach the computer to do it for themselves.
Oh yeah, it's a good.
Synthesize
point.
Our voices good and plus. Do the show for us.
I'm waiting on those quantum boys, though. Really, I can't do it with a big old dummy brain like this guy here, there's got to be a little bit of uncertainty in those equations, and nothing's going to do it except for those quantum bits. So I'm waiting on it. Apologies to everybody who was waiting for a show. Last week, I was learning about UFOs. So I think that was time well spent.
Neat, neat.
Yeah. We talked to a guy. You don't look like...
Did he get abducted?
Don't.
I won't.
Thanks.
Are the feds after you?
You can't tell us about certain things that are government secrets, I'm sure.
Sure. No, I was making a face, and it's just don't. It's okay.
I won't, I promise. We talked to a guy who worked in a subsection of Area 51 called S4.
Ooh.
His name is Bob Lazar. Seemed like a very nice man.
Lazar. How come I know that name?
Because everybody probably knows that name.
Everybody has probably heard his name at least once because he came out straight up in the 80s and said, I worked at this place reverse engineering the propulsion systems on flying saucers.
Alien technology.
Like, he just straight up said it. He described it as much as he could. They erased most of his credentials, so he says he got degrees from MIT, but they don't have any record of him there, but he's in, like, the phone book of Los Alamos, where he had worked before.
Hmm. So, and, like, people who went to school with him were like, yeah, he went to school with me.
They're like, no, you're supposed to lie about that.
Yeah, so it's all...
This wild.
The story's all very weird, and I don't know why the guy would make up something like that and keep
There's
the
no
story
reason.
The same for over 30 years. So... I'm waiting for someone to throw me some contradicting evidence. Hasn't happened yet.
Nah, I got nothing.
I'm working with it.
Let's see. Completely unrelated, I have a bit of a bombshell for you guys.
Okay.
This is not show related, but it has to do with one of our favorite places to go. Since Tuesday, Cinetopia has been closed.
Yep.
Nationwide. Ah, damn, you knew about it already.
What?
I was trying to break
why.
This to
Cinetopia?
You have the scoop?
They're merging with AMC.
Merging?
Or AMC bought them, something like that.
I heard that they were there was a lawsuit going on for, like, antitrust against AMC, so the resolution is that they're going to be bought by AMC?
I don't know. That's what I thought I'd heard.
Interesting.
I thought you read something on this, too.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought
that was an audio shrug, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I thought that was the case where Cinetopia was either being bought or merging with, or something to that extent with Cinetopia.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's some huge theater chain. There's only like four of them, so
I am just very worried that the truffle fries are gonna go away. I will miss them for the rest of my life. Cubes of bacon in them.
Yeah, AMC bought Cinetopia.
I'm also super
confirmed. You reading it?
Bummed because we have Cinetopia like. Gift certificates. Like,
I'm sure they'll still probably honor them.
That would be cool.
But
if they don't, we'll have to nuke them.
If they don't, yep. I will never go there again.
Because when Jared and I went and saw John Wick 3 last week,
which is baller, by the way.
It was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Him versus the world?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Their whole bar area was completely closed down.
Fuck.
They were saying that it's not that they just their bartender went home. It's just they aren't serving any... you know, alcohol stuff for the time being while they're working on the merger stuff.
Jeez, why do you think we go there?
Right?
To get plastered watching movies we've never seen before.
Do what I do and smuggle a flask in.
I
did that when I watched The Last Witch Hunter, and let me tell you, best movie ever.
I was going to say, that would make that movie actually tolerable.
Dude, that movie was so good.
Who was
granted,
that?
Granted, I don't remember Vin the last Diesel? 40 minutes of it.
Oh,
but...
God. That movie.
Hey,
whoa.
Look, all right, the first half of the movie at least was pretty good. I liked it.
What'd you take with you in the theater to make that
fucking flask, dude?
Just pure absinthe.
You bought a mystery flask off of the street and took it into the movies.
Dumped it in my Coke Zero.
Oh my
Ew.
God.
Ugh.
Ooh, Coke Zero?
That's awful, dude. That's how you get cancer.
It was delicious.
If you put anything in Coke Zero, I think it becomes carcinogenic.
I think Coke Zero
it
is carcinogenic.
Is.
I think
just
as like a general rule, Coke Zero is
Zero is already mildly carcinogenic, I'll give it that, but additions of other impurities activate it further.
Yeah.
Kind of like getting distilled water up to boiling point, but it's not doing anything until you drop something in it.
Yeah. It's like the mutant gene with the X-Men, except for getting powers, you get cancer.
I mean, basically.
Well, that's what Deadpool has, right? Cancer is a superpower.
It's weaponized cancer, basically.
Yeah.
I can't die.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want that, though.
No.
Yeah, hard pass.
Although on the flip side with the whole AMC Cinetopia merger bought whatever thing is, maybe because I think AMC actually started their own version of like MoviePass.
Oh. Okay.
For like, I think like $15 a month, you can get 4 tickets a month or something like that. So it's actually fairly reasonable if you go.
I'm about to go do that because I'd use that.
Yeah. So you basically see, you know, basically one movie a month and it's paid for itself. You see two, you've basically seen the second one for free.
Yeah.
And I think you can do things where you can actually reserve the tickets online, which you couldn't do with MoviePass. You had to be within 100 yards of the theater.
Yeah, that's just weird. There are ways around that, too.
Oh, yeah. But you actually had to have it access your GPS location, so.
Blah.
Yeah. But
get your hands off my damn GPS.
But so I'm like, well, that actually would be kind of nice, because then if you could use that for going to Cinetopia, and it'd be really kind of convenient.
Yeah.
Because there's no AMC theaters in this area. The closest one that I can think of is, there's one in the Tri-Cities, and it was not very nice.
Really?
Yeah. It was the tightest seats I have ever sat in a theater.
Were they made of plywood?
No, but no. My knees were touching the back of the seat in front of me, and there was nobody sitting in it. So,
gross.
Yeah, it was really small.
I'll try it out someday.
I'm trying to go watch Brightburn tonight. That one, like, basically evil Superman.
Ah.
That looks so good.
Is he... Who plays him?
I don't know.
Some kid.
It's like,
nobody, okay.
The idea is, like, Superman... He's not actually Superman, but this is kind of like the premise. Like,
but that's his level.
Yeah, if like kid Clark Kent at 12 years old was getting picked on at school, and then all of a sudden he was like, why should I sit here and get picked on? I'm fucking superior. And then he just goes nuts. That's kind of like the premise of this movie.
Basically.
So the superpower is he gets mad?
No, he has all Superman's powers, but he just decides instead to be America's golden boy. He's going to basically...
He's like, man, fuck all these people.
He's more General Zod than Superman,
yeah.
But as like a 14-year-old.
I'd kind of watch that, yeah.
And I think James Gunn was the producer on it.
Okay.
I think so.
So, writer and producer, I think.
Yeah, I'd kind of watch that. And by kind of watch it, I mean I'd do the Jared thing and bring a flask in with me, probably. I do not have an appropriately sized flask, though, so I'm going to need some help there. Which guy did you buy that off of on the street? What color was his van? I need some help here.
Same. His name was Fred. He had a pink hat.
Fred? Pink hat. Okay.
Fred with the pink hat. Just go ask him in the corner.
I'm pretty sure I won't be able to miss him unless I'm like on...
Unless you already have the flask.
have the flask already, or if like I'm on Sandy Boulevard.
Yeah.
That's just like an infinite chasm of being confused by streets.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like whoever God is, like, just took his space knife and just cut it across Portland, and it turned into Sandy Boulevard, and you just fall into it, and you don't leave for, like, 2 or 3 hours. You just can't. You gotta pay the time toll.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking weird.
You're better off just, like, renting one of those bikes and biking around.
One of those weird scooters that you gotta rent?
Dude, I want to ride one of those so bad.
Has anybody tried stealing one of those yet?
No, how hard would it be? After like an hour or whatever.
Because the batteries are so small.
Oh, fuck if I know.
It wouldn't be surprising me if they had GPS in it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I think they have GPS in the bikes, orange ones.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
Well, here's what you do. We have friends in healthcare, right? We could just take that scooter for a normal trip like you would, but take a left turn over to the hospital, get an x-ray of it, figure out which parts.
I feel like there's other things that you have to do.
I feel like there's other things I want to do with my life.
Yeah, then try to hijack a motor
scooter.
Oh, you
don't have to participate. This is all me.
Okay.
And I don't think a metal bike in a x-ray machine would work too well.
Why not?
Aren't they? Well,
see, I'm starting to feel like maybe you're being a hater.
Yeah. Don't hate on my fanciful concept of stealing scooters that only have
one-hour
charge.
We have to dab on the haters.
Is that how we do it?
Yeah, we dab the haters away.
Do I have to point my hands at the
He's
haters?
He's always been really bad at...
No, you have to dab at the hater.
No. But what's
elbow?
At
your
head?
Elbow, I think.
Oh.
So you're dabbing at your computer when you were doing
shit,
it.
Shit, I don't want to do that, so...
Yeah, you like your computer. Yeah, dab the hater away.
Am I the hater?
No, I thought I was doing it this direction.
Oh, God.
Apparently I am, so...
Okay.
Or you could just build like a little electromagnet, stick it in a backpack, and fry whatever electronics are in it.
Say again? Sorry.
You could just build a little electromagnet, stick it in a backpack.
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't hear you over the sound of the haterade.
Yeah, it flows through my veins.
It's red until it leaves the body, and then it turns green from jealousy. Haterade.
Heyo!
Mm. Or you just have too much hemoglobin.
You know,
what an appropriately named chemical. A chemical that if you have too much of it, your blood does turn green. There are documented cases. I don't know if you guys know.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I have heard that, yeah.
If you have too much hemoglobin, your blood turns green.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That sounds super made up. Look that up.
No, that's real. I'll get you some.
I don't believe you for a damn second.
Or that's just what the Vulcans tell us.
Don't
Vulcans have green blood, Therese?
Yes.
Okay.
Hemoglobin green.
High hemoglobin. What is the danger of high hemoglobin? Symptoms. Healthyliving.com.
I thought you were just going to say healthy living.
Green. Oh, they don't do that here. I sure hope it's hemoglobin. Green. Hang on. Green. Green. Blood. Hemoglobin. Boy, the typing is very audible today. Whoa, that's a big word. Sulfhemoglobinemia is a rare condition in which there is excess sulfhemoglobin in the blood. The pigment is a greenish derivative of hemoglobin, which cannot be converted back to normal, functional hemoglobin. It causes cyanosis. What?
Cyanosis.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Ew, that's a wrinkly hand.
Basically, your skin turns green, too. Does it basically causes discoloration, right, Therese? Or I don't know. Does it?
Is it just discoloration, or do you get, like, funky hands?
Bluish or purplish discoloration of skin or mucous membranes. I can't tell if that's just an old person's hand or if that's caused by
it. It's because it's lack of oxygen.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
So it's like cellular decay.
And yet you get permanent prune fingers from the pool. That sounds awful. You'd never be able to hold a pen normally again. Symptoms include a bluish or greenish coloration of the blood, skin, and mucous membranes, even though a blood count test may not show any abnormalities in the blood. So, yeah.
I think the fact that it's green would kind of show that there's something abnormal.
Right. Like, we can't tell what's wrong with your blood. I mean, everything looks fine except for that it's green, and then everyone's like, pump the fucking brakes.
It's a pretty good hint. I would agree.
Green blood.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't want cyanosis, but green blood I'd be okay with.
Yeah, as long as the cyanosis didn't come with it. It sounds like they go hand in hand here, but I don't think that's
true.
Yeah,
it really sounds like if you have green blood, there's like kind of the least of your concerns.
It's a symptom of a more serious problem.
Yeah, which is like you're going to die.
Yeah, and don't forget, we're reading Wikipedia here. So
the most exclusive of medical journals.
Hey, look at those references.
Oh, yeah, number one.
Cite them.
There's a whole five of them.
Woohoo!
That reminds me, I got 8 of those things to do by next week.
What, Wikipedia references?
Just references in general.
So you have to write down 8 numbers?
No, 8 references for the different, or like pros and cons for gasoline versus hybrid engines.
What class is this for?
Fucking chemistry.
Oh, okay.
I just have to do an annotated bibliography, that's it. No report, no nothing.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck they want me to do that.
Sounds like the teacher's phoning it in.
Yeah, that doesn't exactly sound
I don't know,
because
then I have to write the paper next quarter in summer in 143.
Sound as much like a chemistry topic.
I don't know.
It sounds like world conservation.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm just hanging out.
I'd see more biology.
I think this person is
going
to get a car and they just want you to do the research.
Yeah, they want you to do the legwork.
She's sitting there looking like, yeah, regular gasoline it is.
So what do you think, kids? Subaru Impreza or Nissan Leaf? Something like that. Is this a guy or a lady?
Lady.
Okay. How many beads does she have in her hair?
Ha-cha-cha.
Does she drink out of mason jars?
No, she eats her salad out of mason jars.
Salad out of mason? Whoa. Whoa.
I'm kidding. Really, I'm kidding. I made that up. It's a Pinterest thing. Get
of course it?
It
is.
No, you get it?
I
like,
used to do that at Clark. Or at
what,
WSU.
Eat salad,
salad
out, of
out of a mason jar?
There you go. You read Pinterest, didn't you?
No, it just seemed like a good idea.
You're just a pioneer of the trend.
Pinterest copied me.
That sure is what it seems like.
Pinterest is all like, she's got it figured out. Let's do that.
How big were the mason jars? Because it doesn't seem like what I'm thinking of would hold enough salad.
There's a bunch of sizes of mason jars.
Like, just to be full, I need, like, a lot of salad.
But how big of a mason jar are you willing to carry with you? That's another
question.
It's
really heavy, so that's the only downside.
Yeah. But you also have something to throw at someone if they cut you off in traffic.
Yeah.
That's true.
So there you go.
Blunt instruments.
Mason jars are blunt until a certain point. Yeah, usually impact.
You cut somebody off, you're like, haha, got that fucker, and all of a sudden a mason jar just shatters on your back window.
I
would do that.
Would it crack your back window, though?
Absolutely.
I
would think
it's got heft.
Even empty.
I have a feeling we would be surprised and the mason jar would crack the rear window but wouldn't break itself. Physics is weird like that.
It would depend. It would depend on where on the mason jar it hit on the window.
And then you just grab a couple of your beer bottles.
Or like
and throw
if it
those.
Hit on the corner, like, right. like the bottom, yeah. it would hit really a lot harder.
And then whether or not you have the lid on or not, because then that's going to cause different oscillations in the glass.
Or just completely obliterate the window.
Or if it's full of salad.
I have
that
a feeling that
salad.
And they have to make you really mad, throw your road beers at them.
Yeah. And if you got croutons and bacon bits in your salad, that just further adds to the density.
Eat that. That's what makes the salad bearable.
Really?
No, I don't know.
You know what's even more effective?
It sounds like a somebody gun. Who doesn't like salad.
Drew, are you a salad hater?
Okay.
Shoot
I'll eat it if I have to.
Renee
but...
didn't used to eat vegetables until he met me.
I'm a vegetable man
and now he's married to you and he still doesn't eat vegetables.
No, that's not true.
He probably eats more. I mean, he eats more salad than I do.
I ate a fucking salad yesterday. Yeah.
What?
Cobb salad.
It gives me crazy diarrhea.
I know I need to eat more salads, but it seems like a lot of places that come with a salad beforehand, it's always like super like either dry or really like, slimy.
Picky.
Some gross shit.
Most places like that are really shitty at salads because it's not their main feature.
Right.
They just know that people want the thing with their meal that makes them feel like I'm making a good choice here.
Like chop up some lettuce, put some dressing on it.
Yeah. Yep. This is not an ad, but there is a place called Freshy with two eyes.
Hashtag ad.
It's a dumb name, but the salads are good. I get Cobb salads there all the time, and it has bacon in it. It's got a hard-boiled egg, avocados, and fucking blue cheese, man. That's the main thing I get it for. The stinkier, the better. I'm a blue cheese fiend. Jared hates blue cheese. I can tell by his face.
Yeah.
Why are you hating, man?
I'm like super lactose tolerant, but not with blue cheese.
Oh, it just screws you up internally?
No, I just don't like it.
Oh.
I'm all good with the cheese and the dairy. Just not blue cheese.
Okay.
I'm a cheese racist.
See, and I accept all forms of cheese, except for that weird fucking brie that had mangoes in it that one time. That was
a cheddar.
That was a cheddar?
Oh, what the fuck? With mangoes?
That wasn't a cheddar. That was an abomination.
Yeah, that's a joke.
Okay, well, that's what it was.
It was a joke cheese. I agree. It was like the equivalent of those fucking stink bomb capsules you can get on Amazon, but you can eat it.
Dude, no, I told you guys the story. Me and Josh Dingler gassed out Mr. Lindsay's room with one of those.
With a brie?
No, with one of those stink bomb capsules.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Josh.
That's pretty extreme.
He he had one in a bottle and he popped it. When it exploded, he screwed the cap on real quick. And then as we were leaving the class. He brought it in there with him. As we're leaving the class, he just took the cap off and threw it away. Oh, gassed out that class for the rest of the fucking day.
Jesus. Oh, dear
God. So funny.
Did they ever find the source? Was he ever blamed?
No.
Okay.
Josh
nice.
Also,
smooth
I don't
operator.
Know if you guys remember. I think it must have been junior, senior year. No, you guys were both at Clark full time, weren't you?
Yeah, at that point we were.
Yeah, no, he had a bunch of crab meat and he jammed it full of holes and then he just threw it into his locker because he was at Clark all day, you know? And he had a locker like right there in the main hall and he just left.
Jesus.
And I was there like a week after that and I was like, it smells like shit in here, and some random freshman was like, yeah, I know, it smelled like this all week.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So what's the aftermath of that? Did Johnny have to crack open the locker? And
I have not the foggiest.
Oh, did I leave that in there? Oops.
My bad.
Somebody poked it full of holes.
Who could have done this? It's the perfect vandalism frame.
Yeah, and then we lit off a couple of those stink bombs at Vancouver Mall. That was great. That was a good time. Around you just like walk around the food court and you just like crack them off and throw them in the garbage can and walk away.
Oh,
and then just watch.
And just
you
watch.
Are the reason why I don't go anywhere.
Just because there's a chance something might happen.
In hindsight, we were pretty shitty kids, but
no, honestly, you should do that in some sort of like hoity-toity store, like you know, like Nordstrom's or something like that.
Oof.
Just pop them and throw them underneath, like, the stalls. Or the,
dressing room.
Yeah.
Oh, the shoe rack. No one would ever suspect a thing. Someone would just think it's just really shitty shoes that somebody tried on.
These
and
shoes
like,
fucking break.
Yeah, they, like, left a couple toes in it, and they'll just have to throw all the shoes away, probably.
Or at the perfume counter.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, God.
Ooh, whatever that is, it's fragrant.
That would be a real battle of the
it's
senses.
Chanel's new scent.
Oh, God. Don't those capsules, the stink capsules, have a warning that say don't use these in an enclosed room? Because like, your eyes will fall out and you might not be able to have kids.
If they do, we didn't read them. We bought them at the dollar store for three for a dollar.
That's true. It's your sophomore year. You don't. Yeah. You weren't reading that shit. It's not a time.
Well, it's probably just so they don't get sued.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably true.
We told them.
The smallest writing possible. We did tell you guys. Did you not read it? I'm sorry you don't have a nose anymore, but it's really not our fault. God, can you imagine a high school-aged kid walking around with no nose like fucking Voldemort? What kind of life that would have been, man? Poor guy. Would never be able to smell a rose or...
another stink bomb.
Or properly try cocaine or anything like that.
Properly.
I mean, you can rub it on your gums and that kind of stuff.
You could do that. You could also have a very good friend, like, you could lean your head back and just, like, sprinkle it into the slits in your face.
Or you just go straight to crack.
Does that go...
smoking it.
That goes... crack. That's not in the nose, though,
no, you just
right?
smoke it.
Peanut butter and right. crack sandwich.
Ooh.
Chappelle, sorry. Moving on.
I have a feeling Elvis would try that.
It's the start of every healthy meal.
Yeah,
breakfast.
Exactly.
A little bit of crack.
Mmm. Keeps the pounds off.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right? Does it make you want to run marathons like meth does, or does it just like send you in this weird spiral of like thinking you're awesome and then you watch?
I think
YouTube
you just
videos.
Don't eat for like 4 days.
You just eat more crack.
Yeah, all you eat is more crack.
Can they make it peanut butter flavored like they're doing with edibles? Because I mean, Colorado did a thing where they decriminalized magic mushrooms.
Yeah.
Right.
So. They are kind of setting the trend as far as drug criminalization things go.
They really are, aren't they?
They kicked it off with marijuana, like, in 2007, they decriminalized it. And that was the beginning of the wave that's going across the nation. So they're doing the same thing with psilocybin. It's decriminalization, but I think they're leaning more towards, like, medical treatment. 50 years, crack will be legal. I'm telling you. It's going to be Amsterdam, but with, like, a million times the square footage. That's America. Unless we balkanize, but I don't know if that's going to happen in my lifetime.
What, become more Netherlands or Balkans?
A mixture of both, where the whole pie of America splits into like six different things, but it's all pretty much Netherlandy.
It's going to depend on where you're at. It's going to be like Alabama's going to be the Balkans. It's going to be like Albania.
Yeah, and then like North Dakota is going to be the weird one where they like North Korea themselves and nobody knows what the hell's going on up there.
Yeah. It's going to be
Montana.
South Canada.
Montana might also do that. What? Which has less people, North Dakota or Montana?
Ooh, Dakota. Probably, yeah, North Dakota.
I think North Dakota is like the least populous state in the country.
I bet you
I think
has
Alaska
less.
Has less.
Actually, you're probably right.
Let's go Montana,
although doesn't
North Dakota.
Anchorage actually have a lot of people?
More than we would
or
probably think.
Or Alaska definitely has the least per square mile. I know that for sure.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they said North Dakota is ranked 47th for the population.
Wait, did you see? Oh.
Up at the top.
Was there a chart? Shit.
I was about to say, how the fuck do you know that?
Scroll.
It's in these bits?
Yep.
Okay, where am I looking?
You're ranked number population. 47.
I can't fucking... It doesn't. I don't know why that didn't
ranked
auto...
Ranked 47th. So they have 780,000...
Right, click on that and maybe we can see the other rankings.
Yeah, that's a better idea. Okay, so here we go.
Critical thinking as a team.
California's obviously the top.
All the way to the bottom. Okay, so Wyoming's at the bottom.
What?
Huh.
North Dakota is 47. Montana is 43.
Oh.
DC has more people than Vermont and Wyoming.
Wait, Vermont? I don't know anybody who's from Vermont. I forgot that shit existed.
You want to see what it looks like so you remember in the future?
No.
Here.
I already forgot.
Here is Vermont.
He already doesn't care.
Yeah.
You can distinguish Vermont from Delaware because Vermont.
Delaware?
Over there. Because it's shaped like a V.
Or I was just going to say it's upside down Delaware.
That is also true, yeah. But that, in my mind, that's harder to remember. We just got different brains. It's okay.
Overall, East Coast can fuck off.
I agree.
Yes. I would
West Coast,
agree.
Best Coast.
West Coast, Best Coast.
Ooh. Again, I would also mostly agree.
Can we do West Side?
East Coast seems to...
I don't know.
Wait, how do we do that?
West Side, you bring your...
West
yeah.
Side till I motherfucking die.
Oh, my fingers do not do this. Oh, God. Oh, God. Is this what cerebral palsy is like? Oh, shit. What am I doing? Guys, I need help. Guys!
West Side.
Give me an amyl nitrate stat. I don't know what's happening.
I think you're just, Your volume levels are going through the charts, but that's about it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We'll fix that in post. See, you can see in the spikes in the audio where I feared for my life.
Are you over his shenanigans?
You hooligan.
So Renee, we figured out Renee has partial cerebral palsy in one hand.
Only in the left hand, yeah. It's the one I use the least.
He's not that thug.
Help! Help!
Look at that audio.
Oh, dear God. It's just two vertical lines.
There's nothing to worry about there.
Oh, my
That's...
gosh, and I'm married to you. This is forever. You guys might laugh, but this is my forever.
Oh my god.
Don't act so shocked, okay? You had some idea of what you were getting into.
That's all true.
Oh, dear God. Yeah, she didn't know she was getting married to somebody who was partially disabled.
I think she did.
I mean.
No, yeah, she just had no idea how deep
it
went.
Right. That kind of disability.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Fair.
But I love you.
Help.
So I can never throw that gang sign ever.
No, you can only do it with your right
Please,
hand.
For the
yeah, way. I can only, and not even then, really. It's like this.
Oh,
I think
guys.
So. Yeah, there you
Why
go. Almost.
Are you shaking?
Wait, so yeah, my fingers don't bend right to left. They only go backwards.
It just means
you know
you're not
this.
Part of the West Side. That's how they know.
I guess I don't know. It just means I'm not from around here. I guess she still thinks I'm an alien. I don't know why.
Is that why you went to the festival to try and connect with your people?
Let's test your blood.
I know it's red. Okay. I know that it's red.
So is the things.
What things?
In the 82 Carpenter movie?
You know, your
oh,
thing.
Oh, shit. You're right. Yeah. Yeah. This
bitch ain't even human.
I don't ever remember shapeshifting. Does that help?
No.
Okay.
Because you could be lying.
Fuck, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, dude, I don't trust
Show us
anything.
Your metal fillings.
Right?
None.
He doesn't have any fillings. He has
That's
really
a sign.
Good teeth.
The thing can't replicate inorganic material.
All right, grab the fire.
All right.
Boy, you're really just
We're going to light you on fire, and then
here.
If you die, we know you're human.
There is a fire.
What if I just respond to the pain like a normal guy? Am I in the clear?
How do we know you're not faking it?
Yeah. Right. It's only until you're fully engulfed in flame that we know if you're really the thing.
Or
it's,
do
like,
the...
it's like witches, yeah. Like, oh, well, she drowned. She was a human.
She's
obviously,
witch.
Yeah.
Burn her.
Well, she's with the Lord now.
If you burn a witch,
See
does
if she
that,
floats.
Like... You would be most likely to know. If a witch is burned, did people believe that if you did that, that converted the witch's soul, as it were, to the
I think
the
they
cool
just figured
side?
That was all. That was the only way to kill it.
Purified it.
Yeah, that was the only way to, like, kill it.
But then if you burn a suspected witch and she doesn't burn, so therefore she's a witch, aren't you just going to piss her off and now you've engulfed a witch with fire and pissed her off? That just sounds like you're just... asking to have everybody in your village die.
The people of the 1600s were willing to take that risk for us.
I guess. So. Or it was just a good way to get rid of Martha and her annoying shit that next door.
Fucking Martha. She thinks she's so such hot shit with her boiled mashed potatoes or whatever they did in the 1600s. What would have been like a hot ticket meal in the 1600s? Were they doing apple pie back then?
No.
No, because there was no America. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No.
Did they even have apples? Probably not. What did I learn the other day? Tomatoes weren't a thing in Italy until Columbus made his way over here. Hmm. Tomatoes were an all-American thing. We invented
Spanish,
those.
Wasn't it? Tomato sauce? Tomatoes, beans, and corn are strictly North American crop.
Yeah.
And they were brought back over. Oh.
We gave them alien food, and they were cool with it.
Which, it's funny that we refer to it as corn. It's something completely different than what Europeans refer to as corn. You know, it's like...
It is?
Corn in, like, Europe, I think, is referred to more as, like, more like grains.
Okay. Corn is... So, like, barley would fall under corn?
I forget how the distinction... falls. It's weird, and I've read the explanation once.
If I type in English corn, what am I gonna get?
You don't want to know.
It's happening. Corn, meaning in the Cambridge English Dictionary.
I could be completely wrong and read something completely different, but
the seeds of plants such as wheat, maize, oats, and barley that can be used to produce flour. So it's anything that makes flour is a corn across the pond. That's what I'm getting out of this.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's where I think I got that from.
Well, it makes sense when you read it, but it doesn't make sense if you were born in the greatest country in the world.
Right.
So what the hell are you guys doing? Oh no, I'm not mad about this. I promise. No. It's just strange.
USA.
USA. USA. Low key patriotism.
No, high key.
No, that felt pretty low key to me.
Middle key?
We're starting a low chant.
Wavering in the middle, yeah.
USA.
USA.
And then it gets progressively louder until everybody's holding their ears.
Yeah, I want to keep my headphones all in one.
Yeah,
piece.
Agreed.
In a similar vein, this is I was just thinking about this. There's a truck parked out on the street over there that looks kind of shitty. You may have seen it. It's got two American flags on the back of it. In your opinion, is that disrespecting the American flag? I don't think it looks good. It's like kind of a shitty truck, and it's not doing good stuff for the flag.
But at the same time, part of being America is that you have the freedom to do that if you choose.
That's true, yeah. If you want to screw up your own country's flag, that's fine.
You know, it's not like he's like putting the flag on the back of the truck so he can drive it into like a fire or something like that.
We do have that right, yeah. If you want to build pipe bombs in the woods and knock over a couple of trees, you can do that here.
America, fuck yeah.
Blowing shit up just because we want to. Never made a pipe bomb in my life, but I think it's pretty easy, right?
Yeah,
pretty easy.
The key is...
It's pipes and caps and gunpowder and wicks.
And you can make your own gunpowder, right?
Yeah, you make your own homemade black powder. It's not just cool.
That's black powder, okay. Not quite as awesome.
Wait, how do you make your own black powder?
First, you get abandoned on a planet called SETI Alpha 4 with a guy called the Gorn, all right? You both have to be wearing tunics.
Okay.
You also have to be captain of the Starship Enterprise. You also have to fight this guy for like 3 hours, and then you just discover a bunch of random shit. You put it in a tube and you shoot diamonds at him. That's black powder.
Yeah, basically, make a black powder cannon out of a tube of bamboo and shoot diamonds into his face.
Makes sense.
It's pretty good.
This is a real Star Trek episode.
Yeah, no, I believe you 100% that it's a real Star Trek episode.
It perfectly lines up with the time. It's kind of one of my favorites because of how shitty the Gorn looks,
mm-hmm.
but I think overall it's one of the worst Star Trek episodes. Just,
which is funny because it's one of the more highly rated ones.
Yeah, just because like it's...
Iconic.
I guess, yeah. First alien fight on TV.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's not as good as everyone thinks. You remember it with rose-colored glasses and you go back and watch it and like, yeah, it's a funny guy in a rubber suit. That's fine.
Yeah.
If I ever met a Gorn, I wouldn't do the whole gunpowder thing because obviously they know about that.
Yeah.
It's been played out.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk already killed one of their guys with that. Just throw a knife at the guy. Can't you just stab a Gorn, or are they one of those guys with the Kevlar skin?
I don't know. Kevlar can be punctured.
How come like every time somebody goes to meet like aliens, the aliens are like somehow superior to humans?
Cuz we're like just apes that had a thought one day.
Yeah.
And
I know, but like
keep it
how come we can't be like somehow stronger than some aliens for whatever reason?
Because we don't go anywhere. You gotta keep it in perspective. We're just weird mutated monkeys that hallucinated so much that we invented math and tricked rocks into doing that math for us.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
That's kind of like the premise of John Carter. He goes to Mars. It's a trash movie, but...
I've always wanted to see that movie.
It's on Netflix.
I'll give you this. It's not great, but it is cool thinking that, like, wow, if I went to Mars, I'd be super strong, too. When really, I mean, like, it's like, what, a third of Earth's gravity?
Something like that.
So, yeah, you're not going to be sitting there, like, leaping 1,000 feet.
No, you're going to look more like the guys on the moon.
Yeah. You'd be, like, jumping around, like, oh, shit, this is crazy. Mm. I can pick up this slightly bigger rock.
But it's also based on books written by the same guy who wrote Sherlock Holmes. So it was well before the space age.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It had to take a few logical leaps in doing
it. Explains why he goes to Mars and all of a sudden there's full colonies of, like, blue people and then, like, animals and then, like, one random hot chick.
He just happens to be a random hot chick there.
Yeah.
And he's got even, like, more of, like, a bro name than Captain Kirk does.
Really?
A guy named John Carter. Like, what?
Man, this guy fucks.
You know
he's
going to fuck an alien if he goes to another planet with a name like that. And, like, I feel like the movie, you wouldn't have to have changed a thing about it. Having not seen it, by the way, this is just my thoughts. If it just had a different title, it would have made it better.
I think it's just because it's based on the books John Carter of Mars.
John Carter of Mars. That's, I mean, even if you did that.
Even of Mars would have been a way better title.
Yeah. John Carter. Okay, why do I... tell me why I should give a shit about some guy I've never heard of.
Generic name ever.
Of Mars. You're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
This guy fucks for real. Let's go check it out.
I don't know. It's fucking stupid. This kind of reminds me... I didn't know that the Sherlock Holmes guy wrote those.
Yeah, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Did you ever read... the Jules Verne book about the guys that were trying to build a rocket ship to the moon?
What? Sounds vaguely familiar, but I haven't read it.
I believe it's just to the... I think it's called To the Moon and Back or something like that. I don't know. But it's this club of dudes. They all have mustaches and beards, and almost Shocker. Every single one of them is missing, like, a finger or an arm or some appendage. And... they just are, like, they call themselves the Gun Club, and they just show up one day, and they decide, hey, we should shoot the moon. So they start drawing up plans for building this fucking giant-ass bullet to shoot at the moon, just to see if they can, and they're, like, laying down all the math for all the cotton that they're gonna need for it, and how many
and all that kind of stuff.
Pounds of black powder, yeah, and then... while they're building it, some guy from France shows up and says, I want to be on that bullet.
So, oh, shit.
Yeah. It's,
And they're like, get fucked, Frenchie.
Is that... is that the, what the... there's a short silent film called, I think it's like Journey to the Moon or something like that. It's like 20-some-odd minutes.
Yeah.
It sounds very similar.
I don't know which one would have been Jules Verne probably would have been first.
Probably.
Maybe you got the silent film based off of that. Let me see.
It probably was, because I know that there's like the famous image of like the moon has a face with a bullet in one of the eyes.
Let me see.
I want to be on that bullet. Like, what the fuck?
Biblia moon. Where the hell is it? From the Earth to the Moon. That's what it was. 1865. Let's see if we can find film. 1958 film adaptation.
Yeah, no, this is, like, way before then.
Oh, yeah. Benedict, some guy I've never heard of.
Cucumber Patch.
Benedict Cucumber? All right. That's just too silly. I'm sorry.
Please, leave and never come back.
Yes, too Shortly, silly. That basically describes this entire show.
President Grant requests that... the chairman of the club ceased development of his invention after several nervous countries warned that continuing work on the ship could be considered an act of war. I don't think Grant intervened in the book, from what I remember.
Mm.
But yeah, they do shoot the French guy to the moon.
I mean, good riddance. Get rid of the French.
Yeah.
No.
One less enemy in the future.
It actually becomes a little bit of a bonding thing, actually. First, they think he's all weird because he's, like, French and, like, who the fuck are you wanting to climb on our bullet? But eventually, like, they become friends with the guy because they figure out, like, oh, you're a science man, kind of like us. You don't always want to blow stuff up, but
Did
you can...
Did they tell him, like, hey, you know you're not coming back, right?
No, they don't tell him that.
They're just like, just jump.
They all assume that they're gonna come back, but it doesn't all... I don't know if it's possible to spoil a book that's over 150 years old.
Yeah, just spoil it.
Just spoil it? Okay, so they shoot the giant-ass bullet at the moon with all the stuff that they would need to live on the moon, and they miss the moon.
Oh.
The bullet ends up orbiting around the moon for the rest of time.
Hey, land among the stars!
Yeah, it would have been cool if they just, like, had kept going and maybe it, like, cut to them on Alpha Centauri or something like that.
It's like, damn, this shit whack,
dude. But no, they can see it, like, orbiting around the moon and they just live out their lives in this, like, 150-foot-long capsule. It's a big capsule for the time. Like, it was a giant achievement of engineering for the time.
They're like, hey, can you guys come get us soon?
I don't even know if they have... I don't remember if they have the ability to send messages back. I really doubt they do.
Well, yeah, it'd be the 1850s, so yeah. Everything needs to be hardwired or written, so...
Nothing replaces a good wire, I always say.
That's what they should have had. They should have just had 93 million miles of telegraph line.
Of course. It's all so obvious now.
Stupids.
Or was it... Yeah.
In a similar vein... getting out of the Jules Verne hole, are the space elevator ideas, do they seem stupid to you?
As in, like, an elevator that goes all the way to, like, the moon?
Well, to the moon, I know that's not gonna work, because the moon fucking moves around. How are you gonna keep this one thing going? But,
just to, like, a space station?
Yeah.
I think...
I don't see how that would... I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
I think having something... I mean...
You're an armchair scientist, Jared. That's good enough. You're an armchair scientist. That's good enough for
me.
Yeah.
I think the structural warrior. Yeah. I think the structural engineering aspect of it makes it basically impossible just because of something that tall is going to be super susceptible to any sort of wind or atmospheric conditions or anything
but
like that.
But if the top of it is out in outer space...
Well, I think the thought is that it doesn't go all the way into outer space, but it goes up into, like, upper stratosphere, that kind of stuff. Because then, if you're to use that as a launching point... Because... Basically, the number one...
It's just getting you closer to the thing you want to go to.
And giving less gravity acting against you.
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest problem right now with any sort of space travel is that you have to overcome the force of gravity. Once you do that, the rest of it's basically just not blowing up.
Yep.
Which, if you've done your job on the front end, you aren't probably going to.
You put a one where there should have been a zero, everybody's fucked.
Yeah, that's
program true. The lander in meters instead of feet. I don't know.
Little things like that.
It right. happened once, it'll happen again, I'm sure.
Yeah. But, you know, if you could get up past that point where you have, say, even like a third less gravity, you can launch a third more weight with the same amount of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Again, I don't think structurally it makes a whole lot of sense. It's a cool idea, and if you could actually figure out a way to make it stable, I think it would be a cool idea and it would work. It's just the getting it actually constructed that's...
Why don't we just start building shit on Everest? Can't be that hard, right?
No.
And there's parts
go
of
for
Everest
it, man.
Where...
Yeah, because people don't walk up there and die.
No, never.
Every year.
Are
who
not...
cares about the Nepalis?
Right?
Yeah.
We're gonna get
they walk
money.
Up there all the time. It's just like it's like Central Park to them, right?
Yeah, that's what the rich people pay them for, is to go up there.
Exactly.
And carry all their bags.
God, how those guys must make so much money in
not
their country.
Really.
Yeah,
oh, yeah
their country.
In the context of their country. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, what does it cost? Like $60,000 to get there and do everything?
God,
something
damn.
Like that. It wouldn't surprise me. If you're going to hire like the full party of Sherpas and that kind of stuff,
yeah.
Probably.
And it's not even like a cool thing to climb Everest anymore, right? Like, isn't,
no, I heard
isn't...
a story from a guy who climbed Everest and he like got up there and he summits and he looks down. And he wasn't even happy that he was there because he knew, like, the walk down was going to be so fucking miserable. He's just like, fuck it, I'm over it. I just want to leave.
Yeah.
Did you meet this guy?
No.
Friend of a guy.
No, he was on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, kind of, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Me and Joe Rogan are bros, dude.
Yeah.
This wasn't the guy, he's not the same guy that crossed the Arctic, right?
I don't fucking know.
There's some crazy guys that I'm sure would do multiples of those things.
Who's that guy that swam across some sort of, like, ridiculously long distance?
English Channel?
Something. Like, some dude that was, like, drinking olive oil just so he could get more calories.
Well, that was the Antarctica guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be really hard to do while you're swimming.
Yeah,
but at least if you spill it, you could like slurp it back up again.
Falls to the surface.
No, he like swims for a while, then he just like hops back in the boat, warms up, hops back in the water. How miserable would that jump into the water every morning be?
Terrible.
Pretty bad. Yeah,
yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that. Yeah. But that would be an interesting. Would this count as a world record? Okay, so say you just want to be the guy. Okay. Here's what it is. First guy to swim across the Atlantic Ocean.
I don't think that's physically...
Well, hear me out.
No, didn't we map this out? It's only like 1,500 miles.
We did map that out, yeah. 1,500 miles across the Atlantic Ocean, and we're talking like a straight shot from New York to England or something, right?
Oh, no, we were thinking the Pacific, so I was trying to swim
Japan. No, that was a whole
I don't know how long the Atlantic is, never mind.
Okay, so should we adapt this from Washington to Japan then? Or we went from Alaska to Japan.
Yeah, it was from Alaska to like some random island in the middle of Japan.
Yeah.
Or in the middle of the ocean, and then from there, because it was 3,000 miles total.
Yeah.
But like there was like a halfway mark at about... You know.
There are a couple islands you could stop off at.
Go, like, just chill through, just walk, hello, how you guys doing? Then just hop back in the water and keep swimming.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing.
Watch them shit themselves.
So my idea involves, like, an intersection of, like, maybe two or three different technologies at once.
Okay.
So the swimmer will be wearing a wrist strap that's waterproof at all times. It's got a GPS transponder in
it.
Okay. That GPS transponder is interacting with a... self-driving boat that is always about, let's say, like 25 feet behind the swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always got like food and shelter and supplies, like if he needs it.
Yeah.
And he swims for as long as possible. And then when he needs to like sleep or whatever, then he can just hop on the boat, have it anchor itself, and then he wakes up the next day and continues to swim. Is that starting and stopping of the swimming to go on that boat? Does that still count as some kind of world record? Are you going to get in a book?
I think it still counts, because if you tried to just swim nonstop, eventually, you'd die. Like, you'd have to sleep at some point.
Yeah.
And you can't just sleep in the middle of the fucking ocean.
Not to mention the Atlantic is freaking cold.
It's the same concept of, like, people fly. Like, oh, they were the first to fly the Atlantic. You know, they would stop in different places to get fuel, food.
You're a pioneer of the time, so you have to have these safety points for yourself to break the record.
Something like that.
I'm glad that supports my idea.
Right.
Yeah. And it could, and with Elon shooting all these fucking satellites into space and stuff, the boat could be live streaming the swim the whole time, so you can make sure he doesn't cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go. So, who is going to do it? Not me, because it's my idea. I'll sponsor the guy.
Start a GoFundMe.
We pulled $10 per week for this show, so we could, like, buy maybe 1/30th of the boat.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We can rent the boat.
We could rent the boat.
Yeah. Are you guys going to be my support team if I swim it?
I'll do that, yeah.
If you're going to do it, yeah.
Yeah, you guys just hang out on the boat.
Yeah, you can't, like, back out, though.
Yeah, and you guys sit there and you're just bored as shit. You're like, hey, hurry up, fatso, stuff like that. Real supportive.
Real motivating.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Hey, you're slow as fuck.
We'll be your woo girls.
Woo! Would it be better if we... Would you be able to hear us if we were behind you? Or I just,
like, how far behind?
I'm saying like 25 feet.
Mm-hmm. I'd be able to hear you.
Okay, because if the boat is in front of you, that's just a lot of churny bullshit that you don't want in front of you.
Yeah, that would suck. But if you guys are behind me, cruising at a very steady 2 miles an hour, we should be fine.
We can catch fish for you while you're going along, right? Just to give you some energy.
Hey, eat this fish raw. I want to see what happens.
Yeah.
Just swallow it.
How many miles do you think you could swim in a day?
In a day?
Yeah.
Let's see. If you hold a pretty steady 2 miles an hour...
2 miles an hour.
Dude, Michael Phelps at his top speed hits about 4 miles an hour. So I think 2 miles an hour is very
reasonable. Are you serious? What? That doesn't see... Hold on. All right, keep going.
Yeah, no, that seems like pretty fucking reasonable. Like,
yeah, I agree.
1.5 to 2 miles an hour.
To swim from... I checked on Google Maps. To go from New York City to Ireland is about 3,000 miles, almost exactly.
Yeah, and if I go 2 miles an hour, how long can I go...
Mile. Okay. Oh. According to ESPN, Michael Phelps' swimming speed capped off at about 6 miles per hour in 2010.
You can do that, right?
His hand looks
fuck
like a fin.
No.
You can do that.
That guy's a foot taller with, like, extra 2 feet of wingspan.
He's also part fish, so.
Yeah. I think he has gills.
Where would they be, though? Like, under his arms?
Yeah.
Butt.
In his neck.
He's got butt gills? Damn.
He's like a shark. He just swims with his mouth open.
Ugh. That's the water goes in the mouth and out his ass.
6 miles an hour is a lot more impressive than 4 miles an hour. I definitely did hear 4 miles an hour somewhere.
4 is impressive, but...
You could probably hit 3 or 4.
I can hit like a steady 2.
I think any miles an hour swimming is impressive.
Yeah. I'm out here just doggy paddling.
Anything that's not measured in fractions is automatically impressive.
Yes. If you're in whole numbers, you're doing A-OK.
All right. So this could be like a 2 or 3 month cruise.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be okay with a 2 or 3 month cruise.
You guys just
margaritas.
Hell yeah.
Just chilling in a giant yacht that people are paying us for.
Yeah.
And all I have to do is kill myself every day.
Get some, like,
keep
luxury
up the good
sailboat.
Work. You guys just sloshed off margaritas.
Get some, like, pool. Some, like, luxury sailboat yacht or something.
Yeah. Elon Musk lets us borrow his professional, his personal yacht.
He's got a boat, right?
Hey, throw stuff. See if he goes faster.
Hey, Elon, shoot your flamethrower at him. See if it motivates him.
How far can that thing shoot? Further than 25 feet?
No, it can't shoot very far at all.
Just remember, it's not a flamethrower.
You just need a tighter nozzle.
It's like that far.
Okay, this could at least warm the water up a little bit.
Now, let's see, if I swam, we'll say...
But how fast can you sustain?
Probably about 2 miles an hour. Let's see, so if I swam for 8 hours at 2 miles an hour...
16 miles.
At 16 miles, how long would it take me to go 3,000?
3,000 divided by 16, I suppose.
Yeah. That's assuming that I'm swimming for a full 8 hours. Some days I'll probably do more, and some days
187.5 hours.
Oh my god.
Days.
Oh wait, that's days.
Yeah,
oh,
because we're
16 miles a day.
187. Yeah, that's a long time, man.
So
yeah, so you guys are gonna be out. Yeah, you guys are gonna be out there for a half a year on a cruise.
Let's just round up to a full year.
Yeah.
So that way, yeah.
For time, taking time with it, you know?
For time, like, in case I die.
3 months of training.
Wait. Here's what you do. Okay. We want to round it up to a full year. Don't push yourself too hard. Be the first guy to do the backstroke across the Pacific Ocean. The
doggy paddle across the Pacific.
Yeah.
Oh, backstroke.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
What if I just do like the, what do they call it? The butterfly the whole time.
Oh my God, dude. You would fucking.
Dude, you'd be a fucking animal if you could do that for any extended amount of time.
Your whole skeleton would like curl up into a ball and you wouldn't be able to unwind yourself after the first week.
You'd stand on land and like fall. But you'd have massive like core muscles.
Right? I'd be an absolute tank.
Like, get out of the water and sleep on a waterbed. So yeah, well, you never
all
get
I can
past
do is sleep in isolation floating tank.
Yeah,
one of those. Yeah, that's a good one.
We have to roll you around.
Yeah, those silent float pods.
Yeah,
I'm trying to relearn how to walk.
If you ever walked on solid land again, you just get instant vertigo. Oh my God. But it'd be worth it for the backstroke record.
Yeah.
No haircuts, no shades for 6 months. You come out looking like Jason Momoa.
I look fantastic. If only I was a foot taller.
Is he like 7 feet tall?
He's like probably 6'5", 6'6".
He's a big guy.
Tall, dude.
For you.
Oh, my. What's that play?
Drew's taller than you are.
Yeah, so especially for me, I suppose. Yeah.
Wow.
But remember,
you are too loud.
You are screaming in my ear.
Sorry, you want me to turn that down?
No, just lower your voice.
I can't control it.
Just don't yell at me. I'm sensitive.
Jared, I'm trying to motivate you to cross an ocean. How should I speak to you?
Slower.
Gently.
This is very...
All right, now you sound like one of the sloths off of Zootopia.
Stupid. Yeah, I know.
Okay, think of it this way. And then, yeah, we take the year, so we spend like 3 months training, you know, getting ready, because that's all you need, right?
Yeah,
and
just a few months.
6 months doing it, and then we do like a 3 month, basically like party victory tour of like the Riviera, the Mediterranean,
and everyone's
all that kind
like,
of stuff.
Give them a medal and some money. And I'm like, yep, that's really all I need.
And they're all partying on the beach in the Riviera, like, I don't want any more fucking water.
Get it away.
You'd never drink water again.
Not for that.
Only beer for the rest of your life. Or vodka. It looks just like water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a training cycle that would be. Then take 6 months to do the fucking thing through the ocean. Can you imagine we hit a storm or something?
There'd be at least one for sure.
And you guys are just like, hey, just keep swimming. We don't want to stop.
We also, we never calculated this when we were doing the original distance measurement. We would also potentially be going into Russian water space. And I know there is some form of retaliation if you accidentally go into their airspace. Bless you. So I don't know what their response would be for water. I think a submarine would just pop up.
And then just look at you and then just go back under. You're like, all right, wrap it up. We're going home.
It would pop up, find where the boat is, go back under, and then it would pop up again. But the periscope would go right through the bottom of the boat and then it would just,
that's it,
just scoot away. Yep. That's what I feel like. That's what would happen. They're accurate enough with those submarines that
can we just give them vodka.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We'll have
they
lots
pop
of that.
Up. We just like wave it, and they're just like, bloop. We're like, maybe it worked.
Do they? Is it like how Americans like Russian vodka? Do you think they have sort of an appreciation for an American vodka, or is it like
I think you tried, good job,
comrade?
Bring them like Levi's blue jeans or something like that. That
blue
was,
jeans, or some Kentucky bourbon or something.
That was hot commodities at the fall of communism, actually.
Really?
Yeah, Levi's and Jack Daniels.
That's really weird.
Yeah, because it was stuff they couldn't get for the last 50 years.
Is it because the pants last a long time?
No, they're just iconic.
Oh,
they're just fancy.
You know, it's one of the most iconic Western pant brands.
Okay. The Chuck Norris kind? Where you can do the high kicks in them?
Hell yeah.
The
Special pants.
You know Russians are doing high kicks all the time. They need those Chuck Norris pants.
Well, they're training. That's why they do the squats all the time. It's working on their leg.
That's true, yeah. Is that the Russians who do the dance with their arms folded and they kick their legs out? Yeah.
And then the Slav squat.
That was something over in the Arctic Circle region. I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think we've got this whole thing planned out pretty well.
What could go wrong?
Right? You freeze to death like everybody on the Titanic.
What? That's not going to happen.
No.
I'll just swim faster.
All those idiots were, like, just floating in the water doing nothing. If you keep moving, you will always be warm.
Right? Try not being stupid next time, huh?
Yeah. Get a bigger door.
You fucking moron.
Come on.
Put your life jacket under
like
the door.
Like a stupid.
Use some of the floating bodies to prop your door up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just grab floating bodies and just tuck them underneath.
I mean, bodies don't human bodies don't get waterlogged, do they?
No, actually they float.
If they keep their mouths closed all the time.
I mean, after a while, a dead body will float. Don't ever poke a dead body.
Oh, because it'll like pop like a balloon and then fly away.
No, it'll like pop like a balloon and spray liquefied human bits all over you.
I saw a guy shoot a dead cow corpse one time.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
When did you do that?
This was like a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Looked like Kim Kardashian's birth video.
Oh, good lord.
That's a thing?
No, definitely not.
Oh, dear God.
I'm sure that's locked in some vault somewhere in Yeezy's house. And with that, I think we'll close this out. Go ahead and like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not even want you to at TGIFRadioShow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table.
Sorry for that mental image.
It's okay. It was a good send off.
It's not okay.
He'll make it up to you.
I don't.
I probably won't.
You'll get to watch him backstroke across the Pacific Ocean. I think that's a good enough payment.
Yeah, we're going to end up in Japan.
Yeah. We'll get sushi in 6 months.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Do I have to swim back because you guys can't afford tickets?
No, it's okay. We'll ship you back somehow. You'll probably be able to fit into some carry-on luggage at
shipping
that point.
Container.
Right?
Yeah.
Skin and bones.
We'll take a shipping container back and just hotbox that bitch all the way home.
Yeah.
Anybody else got one?
Good.
Green blood is not good.
You should get that looked at.
Yes.
If you've got it. But show us first because
that shit's dope.
Send us pictures.
Yeah. Email them to us. All right. We'll be back next week for real this time. We're not going to lie to you.
Wait, were we not here this time?
Last time.
We were learning about Area 51 and shit. Yeah.
I thought you were saying next time we'll be here. Yeah. Anyways.
We should be. All right. Party on, everybody.